Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I should have known better than to let you go alone. It's times like these can make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights. And I can't wait to see you again. I finally spent my time.
White Snake is your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Hey, don't forget, we got Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way right after the 3:45 break. All we ask is that your jokes are terrible, but they are arable.
Mm-hmm.
So, Danny, you want me to take the lead on this Central Park story, or do you want to do it?
Oh, you be my guest.
Okay, so over the weekend, a woman was walking, I believe it was like a rescue dog or something.
It's like a dog park. It was an on-leash only area. And there's signs everywhere that says you have to have your dog on a leash.
Yeah. And so she happened to be white, and he happened to be black. And it was your typical dog park Diana incident where he approached her and said, hey, you know, you're supposed to have that dog on a leash. Well, he was a rescue dog or a foster dog or whatever. I don't know. And he claims that he never raised his voice. It was not, quote, confrontational. And immediately she started threatening to call 911. And I believe we have audio of it. Sam, if we do, can you play it, please?
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me. Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
I'm going to tell them.
Wait, there's more.
And there is a man, African-American, he has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
She's been
fired from her job.
She has been fired. He asked her to please put the dog on a leash. Now, I want to say, I don't know that the man in question had a dog there at all. He's a bird watcher, Scott. He was in Central Park with his sister, and they were bird watching. And he said to her, can you please put your dog on a leash?
Mm-hmm. Sam, play the audio one more time. And count how many times she makes sure that the police know that it is an African-American man.
So you want the second part of the audio?
I want the whole thing. Both of them, if you could.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me. Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
I'm sorry, I'm in the Ramble, and there is a man, African-American, he has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man into the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
I mean, okay. She's screaming. I'm being threatened by a man.
I'm not hearing any threats. I'm being threatened by a man, and he's threatening my dog. Send the police immediately. She's crying. She's hysterical. I'm not hearing a threat. Now, you could argue, well, he creatively edited that tape and, you know, whatever. Why does she keep bringing up that he's an African American? Why?
Yeah, that's not even the full tape because I just got it from a news story. Right. And she says it three times in that short snippet that I have.
So her name is Amy Cooper. And she was put on paid administrative leave overnight. And then today, they fired her.
Who did she work for? Was it Franklin Investments or something
like
that?
Yeah, Franklin Investment. In response to an employee, Franklin Templin has issued the following statement. Let me find their exact statement.
She's
we take
fired.
These matters seriously. We do not condone racism of any kind. And that was that's the administrative leave. Let me find where they have fired her. But I want to ask you, Scott, does it matter what your job description is? Because we've seen the barbecue Betty that calls 911 on the black guy. We saw the humping dog woman that wanted to call 911 because dogs hump each other every day.
Well, they do hump each other every day.
I mean, let's be honest, they do. Is it because she's in like a customer service? And I'm asking, do you think she should be fired? And if so, does it matter what her job description is?
No, it doesn't matter what her job description is. You asked, why was she fired? I think she's over the top in regards to making sure that 911 knows this is an African American man. That says something to me. What does it matter if it's an African American man or if it's just a man? Would it matter if he was an Asian man? Would it matter if he was an American Indian man? Why was it so important for her to point out that this is an African American man? She says it three times in that short clip. As if to suggest that the fact that it was an African American man makes him more dangerous. And therein lies the reason why she was probably let go from her job. Because an African American who's bird watching, that's not normal. African Americans do not watch birds. They don't. And so he must have been lying. He must have been there to accost her. By the way, so I think you can hear the sarcasm in my voice, by the way.
Yes, correct. She went on CNN and said she was, quote, terrified. And I'm trying to find her apology, too, because she came out once this went viral and said, I am not a racist. This is not me. I would like to apologize.
Now here's one of the questions I have. I have actually two questions that I don't know about. Number one, in her defense, if I may, why was he so obsessed with the idea of her leashing her dog?
I mean, well, really, because it's the rule. This is a famous park and area, and there are a lot of flowers and plantings, and he says the dog was trampling in the planted flowers, okay, the plantings. Right. Well, so he just said, hey, can you please leash your dog?
Yeah. Why was he so concerned about her leashing her dog? Whatever. That's kind of neither here nor there. But number two, she claims that she felt threatened, but yet in the video you see her approaching him.
And he's saying, please don't come close to me, COVID.
Right. Yeah. And she is approaching him in the video, yet in the call she says that she is the one who is threatened by the, quote, African-American male.
Also, well, the text line has pointed this out a lot. In the video, she's like holding the dog by its collar and it's whining to the point where it's like screaming because it can't breathe.
She has since surrendered the dog to a rescue group.
Yeah. I think she was a foster parent for the dog or whatever, you know. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. We will get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. 576-7798. Don't forget, we have Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way right after the 3:45 break.
Your dog aggressively on top of another
the
dog.
The dogs hump each other every day, and opinion. I took him off. The, I took opinion. Him off. I know That's it's my opinion, but you don't call the cops over it.
Well, I'm
telephone number is 576-7798. Good day on Wall Street, up 529 points so far. We're talking about the dog escorter in Central Park, because I don't think you can call her a dog walker. The dog didn't have a...
She's more a dog dragger.
Yeah. And, man, that escalated quickly. And a black man... says he was in Central Park watching birds. He's a bird watcher. Approaches the woman. Says, hey, can you put your dog on a leash? And she, Sam, if we still have the sound, for those who have just joined us, maybe just the second clip that you played, just so everybody gets an idea of what we're talking about.
I'm sorry, I'm in the ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park, he is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man into the ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
Okay, there's no evidence he ever threatened her, by the way.
Now, there is at least one lawmaker calling for her to be arrested for making a false report.
I mean, she is amazingly overly dramatic for what the video does not show. And he is filming the video. He said he wasn't going to become a Arbery, the young man down in Georgia.
She says, by the way, Scott, her life has been destroyed.
She destroyed it.
She told CNN, I want to publicly apologize to everyone. I am not a racist. I did not mean to harm that man in any way, but my entire life is being destroyed right now.
Well, I think she destroyed it. If she's needing sympathy, she'll get none from me.
Yeah.
To the phones, if we could. Let's go to Tony in Overland Park. Hello, Tony.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, you know... that type of thing happens daily. It just so happened that he recorded it, and she got busted. She should be in jail.
On what charge?
Falsifying a report, and I think the FBI should get involved for it to be a hate crime. African-American male at least 4 or 5 times in one conversation. You know, she deserves what she gets. And what she should get is jail time for making a false report. She got busted. It was on video. And, you know, that's my thought. Instead of us talking about her now, it could be a totally different scenario. We could be talking about African-American male shot in Central Park. Police thought he had a gun. He had his phone. He wasn't going to drop it. He went to put it in his pocket. Hey, he was going for it. We shot him. He's dead. That type of stuff happens every day. She got busted. Her B-U-T ought to be in jail.
B-U-T-T.
Either way, I agree. I don't know that you can jail her. You know, no. She's been fired from her job.
Publicly shamed.
publicly shamed, because not only do the people, they've all come out of the woodwork for what she did to this man, the animal lovers have come out of the woodwork because she's dragging that dog. Mm-hmm. So she's getting it from both ends.
Well, and she's dragging the dog, which is not a puppy, from the nap of its neck. And when you hear the puppy scream in the background, that's when she picks the dog up by the nap of its neck.
I think it's nape, but whatever.
No, she's like hanging this dog by its collar. She's holding onto the collar.
Okay.
So she's theoretically hanging this dog.
Okay. That's what you took away from it, was nape or nap of neck?
Yes. Okay. Nape. Yes.
You two are very focused.
Kevin.
Too focused.
Kevin in Overland Park. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
We're doing good. Well. Thanks, man.
Well, good. I listen to you guys every once in a while. I've never called into a radio show in my life.
Well, there is no higher compliment than I've never called in to a radio show in my life. There's no lower compliment than I listen to you guys every once in a while.
Well, sorry, Scott. And you guys are great. I don't want to listen to music. I'm sanding this sheetrock. It's boring. And so it can't be any boring than sanding sheetrock. But I thought, I'll listen to, like, you know, something about COVID-19 for the millionth time, unfortunately, or whatever. And then I'm listening to that. And I thought, oh, gosh. I thought, regardless of the legal aspects and what happens with this gal, I feel bad for all parties involved and everything. But I just thought, I'm always kind of my pharmaceutical companies always said, you're kind of always the detective lawyer, Kevin. You're always looking at the real bottom line. And I was thinking, okay, the bottom line here is that you guys were just missing one thing. And it's the descriptor of what she was saying. Why she was creating this herself as a victim, as she called in. And do you know what both those two things were as a descriptor?
No, tell me.
Okay, 50% of it was that he was black, but that, you know, black American. But the other 50% was that he was male, because, you know, saying that, oh, men, you know, it's out there that, hey, you know, as far as victim abuse and things like that, I mean, and I get why they advertise to women and say, if you've been abuse of violent, you know, behavior at home and this, you know, men and women can both call in, but it's aimed at women a lot. And so there's a lot of, like, well, men are the aggressors. So half of it that he was black American, but she's setting herself up as a victim also. It's just saying, this person is, you know, aggressively coming after me, but she also says he's male, number one. That's half of it. And that he's black American. And so I'm really setting the table that because of both those things, I'm at risk.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the compliment. Thank you for the insult.
You know, you guys
do better.
And thank you for the correct spelling on B-U-T-T, because I was like,
you're welcome.
Good job, Scott.
All right. News is next. She's Dana Wright. He's Sam Seavey III. I'm Scott Parks on KMZ. Welcome back. By the way, speaking of Lansing, it's been mentioned several times this afternoon.
Yeah.
Did you see that great story out of Lansing?
Yes, tell everybody.
So there was a young lady, last name Jessup, can't remember the first name. Sam, if you can look it up and refresh my memory. She has, I guess, five generations of her family have graduated high school and immediately joined the service. Mm-hmm. Well, Lansing, which is a city, will not recognize me at all. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I don't care. It's a joke.
I don't care. I just bring it up all the time.
Not a joke. I really do care. But anyway, Lansing has moved their graduation to the end of June or something like that. Well, she, Ms. Jessup, has to go to basic training next week. So they said, you know what? You're going to graduate. You're going to have a ceremony, and we're going to do it this weekend. And Lansing had a graduation ceremony for Miss Jessup over the weekend. I think it's fantastic.
Shannon's her first name.
Shannon Jessup. Thank you. And I'm assuming she's heading out this sometime this week. But she got her diploma and she got her graduation. And she deserved every bit of it. And good for her. Good and for I hear her. A dog in the background.
Yeah. We got dogs. We got cats. We got kids.
So. It's a menagerie.
I know. We do have a menagerie.
Anyway, I just thought it was really cool that, you know, they went out of their way to, you know, make sure that she got a proper graduation and she got to walk across the stage and she got to get her diploma and then she goes off to basic training and she's a better person than I am and so be it.
I do love the creativity that we're seeing, Scott, from the schools, and we've got the parade of cars with the kids. You know, people are coming up with creative ways to celebrate with these kids, which I appreciate more than you know.
Well, like there was one down in Daytona, Florida, where they went around the track, the NASCAR track,
yeah,
in their cars and got their diplomas. I mean, that's pretty awesome. I don't care who you are, but when it's all said and done, and 20 years from now you say, you know, I picked up my diploma at the Daytona 500.
That's cool.
That's pretty awesome. Now, kinda granted, cool. You know, nobody wants to be in this pandemic, but it's a pretty cool way to get your diploma. I don't care. Okay, what's ready?
Yeah, food's ready.
What is going on over there?
Live.
Dana's really happy to be back.
I am.
Anyway. Somebody writes in, the major point was the dog was off leash. Let's get to the point of what started this all, why she was being so defensive.
Yeah, there are signs everywhere that say, put your dog on a leash. And she had her dog roaming free. He was trampling through the flowers. And this whole thing started because the guy saw her and said, would you please put your dog on a leash? And people are so defensive. I mean, we've also seen this with masks, Scott, where someone will say, can you please stand back or will you please? I had a girlfriend of mine say in Shawnee over the weekend, she was in a grocery store, okay? She was wearing a mask and gloves, my friend, and reached over to grab an item. And some woman who was not wearing anything said, hey, 6 feet back. And my girlfriend goes, you're barking at me to stay 6 feet back and you're not wearing a mask or gloves. Like, I'm trying to be responsible. I just didn't see the woman. And I'm like, good Lord, get a grip, lady.
Hmm. Do you think this country is about to lose its mind?
Yes, I do.
And by the way, I'm not getting political. A mask is not Democrat or Republican.
I don't know when this became such a political thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing the mask to prove to you that I'm a Republican or a Democrat. I'm wearing the mask to, A, protect me and my family and my mother, who is 75 years old. And I'm wearing the mask to protect you. I am making no political statement.
Scott, no, it's science is not political. If you have not looked up the study they did with gerbils, and it's going to make you laugh because you're going to think when you read the study they put tiny little gerbil masks on gerbil faces. That's not what they did. But they put my first thought was, how did they get the masks on the gerbils?
How small? What, tiny. Fit around their little ears.
What they did was they put, let's say, 40 gerbils in a tank. And then they put a net right down the middle. They put 20 gerbils on one side and 20 gerbils on the other side.
Okay.
And they infected the 20 gerbils on the left with COVID. And they waited and to see what would happen to the 20 on the other side of this netting.
Okay.
Well, sure enough, within a day or so, 92% of the gerbils on the other side of the netting also had the COVID. Okay.
Now, was this like a mesh netting? Like
it was
typical?
A mesh netting, okay, so right. That air could flow freely back and forth. All and right. Again, none of the gerbils. It was just an open tank with a net down the middle.
Okay.
Then they took a mask, just a plain, what the mask is made out of, that mesh, you know, mask. And they put the surgical mask in the center divider and they started the experiment over with
the material of which the material, mask is made of. Okay.
You know, a larger square of it, but same material.
Yeah. Okay.
They put 40 more gerbils in this tank. 20 gerbils on the left have the COVID, 20 gerbils on the right do not. With one layer of the mask.
Just one, even though these masks have three layers.
Just one layer. It jumped from, you know, 92% of the gerbils on the other side getting the COVID. It went down to, I don't remember, it was like 20% also got the COVID on the other side. Okay. Then they doubled up the mask. They put the mask on the left. They put the mask on the right. It dropped to almost nothing.
Yeah. And they've done studies with humans that just wearing a mask reduces the rate of infection by 85%. I don't give one red hot damn if you plan to vote for Donald Trump or you don't. I couldn't care less. It is not a political statement. I'm trying to not get infected so that I don't infect the people that I care about. And I'm trying not to get you infected. That's not a political statement. That's called being responsible.
You know as well as I do, Scott. You know as well as I do. There have been times on this program that we could be talking about a piano tuner.
Yeah.
And people will find a way to interject politics into any conversation about any. We'd be talking about lunch meat, and someone will be like, well, you know.
If you like ham, you've got to vote for Trump.
I know. We've seen it over the years on this very program. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. There's a certain percentage of the population that insists on interjecting politics where it doesn't belong. And I think the mask is one of them.
And it's on both sides.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every one of those 20-somethings in the Lake of the Ozarks over the weekend were all Trump supporters just because nobody was wearing a mask. I bet a bunch of them weren't. What I'm saying is I've seen the videos of people yelling at other people because they were or were not wearing a mask. Listen, man, it has nothing to do with politics. Put a damn mask on your face.
And I'm to the point now, Scott, that if I don't have one on or I don't have one with me, I feel super weird going in anywhere because people will say, why aren't you wearing a mask? Like, yeah. I actually went back to the car today because I got out. And I thought, oh, my gosh, do I not have one in here? And I did. Yeah. And I put it on. I put one on my daughter. We went in, did our thing, and came out.
But, you know, for me, I feel weird saying this, but wearing a mask, and you could say, well, you know, it's really not as bad as people think. Maybe you're right. Maybe it isn't. But I like to look at the mask the way I kind of look at God. And bear with me here for a second.
You'd rather be covered in either event.
I'd rather be wrong and go to the other side being wrong than be right and go to the other side, if you know what I mean. And so, like, I'd rather believe in God and there not be a God than not believe in God and there is a God. I'd rather put a mask on and it's really not that bad than not wear a mask and it really is that bad.
It's a great analogy.
I was going to say, how's your hamstring on that one? Because that was quite a stretch.
I'd like to know how you're getting to your car tonight without getting your ass kicked.
Oh, wow. Speaking of losing it.
Terrible Jokes Tuesday coming up.
You're on Dana and Parks.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
All right, hey, it's Terrible Joke Tuesday, 22980. If you have a terrible joke, and we did a poor job, I did a poor job of promoting it in advance, so get in early with yours at 22980. I do have one. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What is the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bike?
I don't know.
A tire.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
Did you hear mandatory temperature screenings will be required for any fans attending the Foreigner reunion concert?
Mm.
No.
If you're hot blooded, they'll check it and see.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
You ever wonder what 50 Cent did when he was hungry?
Oh, I was going to read that one. No, what did he do when he was hungry?
58.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What is the best thing about Switzerland?
I don't know. What is the best thing about Switzerland?
I'm not sure either, but their flag is a big plus.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
You know, your mama's so ugly. When she walked out of a pet store, the alarm went off.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to start dieting, but I just have too much on my plate right now.
That one was actually really good. Hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I read the rest of it. Hold on. Let me find another one.
It was so terrible, you can't go on.
Correct, yeah.
The deaf gynecologist joke is funny, but I'm not reading that one. There is no way. No way. No. No.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, what's that, Dana?
I told my luggage there would be no vacation this year. Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, yeah, what's up, buddy?
Did you know I ate some Scrabble tiles for lunch?
Oh, you did? Why'd you do that?
It's going to spell disaster later.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
You know, your mama is so dumb. She thought Taco Bell was a phone company.
Hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be called trampolines.
No,
I'm just going to stop right there.
You just completely.
I'm just
going to
stop right there.
You just totally screwed that up.
They used to be called jumpolines.
Thank you.
Until your
mom
got
on it. That would be the joke. I'm just going to leave.
This is still my favorite. Hey, Scott. You know, my dad was a conjoined twin. His brother is truly my uncle on my father's side. Mm-hmm. Best bad joke ever. Come on.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, buddy?
Yo mama's so dumb, she got hit by a parked car.
Wow.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
You ever wonder why the leopard couldn't play hide and seek?
I did not.
Yeah, he was always spotted.
Hey, Scott.
Dana, yeah, what's up?
You know why the Siamese twins moved to England?
Mm-mm.
So the other one could drive.
Do you guys ever know that writing with a broken pencil is pointless?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the end of that joke.
Yeah, that's all there is.
You guys, you know, when Bruce Banner gets mad, he turns into the Hulk, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When the Hulk gets mad, he turns into Chuck Norris. Okay. Never mind.
What happens when Chuck Norris gets mad?
Nothing. I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm just reading the jokes that are sent into the text line, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sam, did you hear about the gang that attacked a group of clowns?
No, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, they went straight for the juggler.
Are coronavirus jokes okay?
Yeah, they're fine. I know which one you're about to read.
What do you call it if you get corona twice, Dana?
I don't know.
Dos Equis.
Wow. Yeah.
And on that, we will leave. News is next. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.